you never heard of.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
All right. Welcome back to Common Folk.
Let's go. The podcast.
Good thing you don't ever do bloopers.
What? Why did you? Before? You interrupted him. He didn't get to do his thing.
He did? That,
we're doing the blooper.
God. Okay. All right, do it.
Podcast for the people, by the people.
There we go. All
I
right.
didn't know that we're doing that every time.
Not every time.
Well, he was in the middle of talking.
It's all right. I got to practice up because I got my first broadcast coming up here this weekend.
Ooh.
So, yeah. And it's a fun one. It's one of the best.
On the way in, that is tonight, the first night of NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously college kicked off this last week.
Yep.
We have tonight the first night of junior high football.
Ooh.
Last Friday was the first night of high school football for us.
Yep.
It's all kicking off.
It is. A lot of fun. And, yep, so when we're doing our two of our biggest markets, Kearney Public versus Grand Island, those two towns, you know, mm-hmm. they hate each other. They're about the same size, all that stuff. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to be a part of that game.
Is one team expected to womp up on the other or no?
Without doing a whole lot of research, I think Kearney has the upper hand right now with upperclassmen coming back and things of that nature. But Grand Island just always... I don't know how they do it, but they put together a squad and they compete and they knock off teams from Omaha and Lincoln every year. And every year everyone's like, whoa, what happened here? It's like, it happens every year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why are you surprised?
Yeah. So, and throw in that this is a rivalry game. I wouldn't be surprised. Anything could happen. It's so much fun to be, like I said, to be a part of it.
Huh.
So first night of NFL, I imagine, the Where's the Line podcast is
dropped this morning.
Yeah, firing up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we got a bunch of short videos already out because, yeah, it hits a fever pitch early in the NFL. And this is the Kansas City Chiefs coming up against the Ravens.
Oh.
So a lot of fun. Me and my brother, Jabron, we disagree on just about everything. So,
on purpose?
No. It's just really, I'm a little bit more conservative. You know, I'm like, well, that hasn't happened the last 8 times. You know, he's like, no, this time, bro.
So he's like, like the wild card. Like
So it's a very natural, fun back and forth. And I can give him a bad time and he can give me a bad time without anyone getting, you know, offended or whatever. So it's a lot of fun.
Do you guys, have you ever like argued and then it continued after the podcast?
Oh, sure. I mean, we got to drive all the way back from the studio back to my house before he goes home, you know. So, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, the conversation. Yeah, the conversation carries
on. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you don't leave it at the table then.
Well, if you're into sports betting or wanting to learn a little bit about that, check out Andy's other podcast, Where's the Line?
Yeah. Thank you for saying
WTL.
That. Yeah.
What's your saying on that?
What's that?
What's your little
do you have like an opening
on that?
Oh, Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All
nice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. When I was driving in, they were talking about football kicking off and all that, and we need to do another podcast on this. They were talking a bunch about NIL and what that's done to college football.
I was thinking about that.
Man, and I'm torn because before NIL
mm-hmm. –
and you guys know my stance on money. So before NIL, I was like, screw these colleges, you know, screw these organizations.
Mm-hmm.
They're just making money hand over fist.
Yep.
You know, these players aren't getting a damn thing.
Yep.
You know, blah, blah, blah. They deserve it.
Yeah.
But my thought was that, like, the wealth should be spread.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now he sounds like he's in favor of communism.
Yeah, right.
Hey, the backup punter should get as much as the starting quarterback.
I think you could pull a bit from that podcast and see if he's being honest here.
No, we totally should. We need to review it. But not that everybody gets everything equally.
Okay.
But that the players are there doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
If the place is making a shit ton of money on their name,
mm-hmm.
then that should be spread amongst them. Like they should all benefit in one way or another. Yeah. I mean, they do benefit, you know, as far as like scholarships and things like that. That's huge.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right.
Like $50,000 a year at some of these places.
Right. So anyway, that's why I was torn. So then this NIL comes out and I start seeing what it's doing to the game and to the teams.
Oh, what is it doing?
Well, yeah. Well, we'll get into it in another podcast.
But oh, I don't know.
High level. I mean, the fact that, and again, back to what I think about money, the fact that now money controls the game mm-hmm. even more than it did.
Yeah.
It's almost like one of those things where it was like, be careful of what
you ask for, yeah. what you wish for.
Yeah, because we got it, and now money is deciding. It was deciding in one way or another before.
It's just taking the veil off. If you believed any of that crap about, they're playing for the institution, for the N on the chest, get out of here. No. Yeah. It was just who was the best at, I don't want to call it cheating, but let's call it cheating for lack of a better word. Best at cheating without getting caught?
Yeah, that's thing on Netflix about the Michigan? I thought of you, Andy. You need to watch that. No, I watched it.
Well, that dude, Connor Stallion. Yes. That's hilarious.
But did you see the whole, it was hour and a half episode.
Wasn't that dude just calling, like...
Calling plays, but you got to watch it, man. They have legal. Him, it's legal, but it's not, and all this stuff. It's crazy.
I'm definitely going to watch that. I saw the preview of it, but it reminded me of when I was a kid playing baseball.
There you go. I love this.
Yeah. I was really good at that. So when we would sit in the dugout when we were batting.
You'd watch the third base coach.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd watch both the base coaches, but mostly the third base coach, and I would figure out their pattern. Mm-hmm. And I would stand next to my coach, and I would tell him, this is what he's going to do next. This is what he's going to pitch.
What?
Yep. This is
stealing
this
signs. And you're kind of admired for being able to do that. It's kind of the same in poker. Like, you got to figure out how to lie to people, make them believe that you have a good hand, you know, manipulate them. Like, and you're like rewarded for it. So it's kind of a weird, like, little back and forth.
And in you know, Little League ball, it was so easy because, you know, they do all these crazy things. They'd touch their shoulder, they'd rub across their chest,
nose, ear, rub their knee.
Yeah. Yep. And you would figure out which ones were the bullshit ones and which ones were the ones that actually meant something.
You have to watch this then because this guy is crazy. He has like, well, he was an hundreds of pictures of what each sign would be, and he like...
Wasn't he like an FBI guy or something?
No, this guy's Secret Service young. Guy. This
Connor Stallions?
Yes.
I thought he worked for the military and it was like a spy or something.
No. He was in the military.
That's hilarious.
But he was not a spy. Okay. He is just freaking good at that shit.
He just loves Michigan football. He just is
really good.
A little too much.
But I think... I don't know that it's ruined. You know this. Like at the end... There's no end, but I didn't know now college, they have, you can talk to their heads now because of that.
So
they don't even do signs anymore.
But see, and then just we'll get into that, but that's where it's pushing things towards the right direction. You know, coaches have been fighting for that. You want to stop the steal signing and all the crazy, you know, covering up the guy in the green jersey who's trying to send the plays in. Mm-hmm. Just let us have radios like the NFL does.
Isn't that kind of the fun of the game, though?
Like not when you have Connor Stallions. Like Michigan was going to beat Nebraska last year anyway. Mm-hmm. But then Connor goes to the game before and steals all of our signs, has it all mapped out.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of players in the first year system, so they're pretty basic. So instead of Michigan winning 42-20, they won 56-0 or whatever.
Smashed us.
Yeah, like that kind of takes the fun out of it.
I feel like sports, and especially like football, is – the equivalent of war.
Why?
It is. Especially football. Football is like a game of chess with real players, so many variables. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So all things are on the table in war.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
sure.
We've been stealing communications from other countries.
But isn't that funny?
In
like,
war.
Yeah, but there's war crimes and there's all these things that these parameters we set up, and it's like he's really doing that.
Right. And then what happens is the ones who are best at that are the ones who win. And then the ones who figure out, they've figured out how to steal this from us now. Yeah. So now we need to adapt. We need to do this different. We need to do this
but
different.
But I do feel like it's cheating when you send people buy a bunch of tickets and send them to different games to record games and all the bullshit.
I'm on the other side of that.
My God. You would not believe that. You watch that show. There's no way you would think what he did was legal.
You spent too much time down south. you got that SEC, that little wink, wink, just matters more.
Some of it you would be okay with, but some of the stuff in that show, there's no way.
I'm sure some things, where they cross the line, but I just feel like, man, if you get the upper hand and you're not Like, I mean, there's some underhanded stuff, but if you're doing everything legally,
I just bought a ticket
that everybody else could buy. I just showed up at a game that everyone else could show up at. I'm just watching.
But I just showed my buddy just to record the whole video, whole game, and send it to me.
I think here's a good example. Like, so if you got a guy on second base and he's looking at the catcher and he goes, oh, that's a curveball. And he's looking at his buddy that's batting and be like,
yep,
like that. Yep. Okay, that's cool, right?
Yep.
He stole that sign. Major League Baseball, you had teams with those high lens cameras from center field zoomed right in on the crotch like, and then radioing to the batter.
No.
Like, that's not cool.
Nope.
They did that?
Totally agree.
There you go. There's the line, right?
Totally agree.
Right. Wait, the batter had a headset on?
No.
There's all different things. Like, he had an eye watch on that was bumping him, like, two meant curveball, one meant fastball, three meant whatever.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's when you start bringing in technology that didn't exist – as far as the game goes, you know, before, like, if you keep it all natural, like if a dude's sitting in the crowd with his bare eyes and figuring out,
but he wasn't.
So the little pieces that you guys
sometimes
are talking about.
That is so interesting.
Like for me, when I go back to Little League, you know, I'm sitting there in the dugout and we're figuring it out. Like, to me, that's all fair.
Getting back to Little League, I almost liked it the most, like when my dad was always the head coach a lot of times, and when we needed to lay down a bunt or he really wanted a guy to take a pitch so someone could steal, he would like call timeout and look at the kid and like give him the signal, like just really telegraph it. So like everybody knew, but I kind of like that pressure because now that you know, the opposition knows, well, can you defend it? You still got to defend it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So oh, I kinda, like you might as well just said, get hit.
Yeah, take the pitch, take please. It.
They all know it's coming
yeah,
at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but to it's the point fun, of what fun. You guys were saying, what other sport does that besides football? Like, is it rugby? Like,
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Basketball, you're not, you know, but I'm just trying to think play after play. It's like baseball. There's, you know, calls, but you.
Baseball's the big one. And then football, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what else would be like that.
And I mean, even in middle school, and I kind of appreciate it where you know, the coach would send in the plays like 22 dive and you'd make a little dive motion, you know, and you'd go like this 22. Dive, you know, like if you want to get after it and steal our play call, go for it. But we're a bunch of seventh graders, you know.
Well, like in junior high for us right now, from everything that I've seen, and I haven't been like on the sidelines with the coaches, but the quarterback or somebody is running over to the sideline every play.
Yep.
Because why? They don't know how to read the signs yet?
To call it. Well, are they might not even have a call system like that. So you just have a player always rotate in or the quarterback runs over and gets the play. So fine too.
Yep.
That's fine too.
But that's like using your legs too much probably for college.
I always thought it was part of the fun gamesmanship like you were talking about, doing the signals. And then if you really want to get next level, you know, send in fake signals like in baseball. Like I really appreciated that. I love that part of the game.
This is like a sports show today.
Yeah, no, we're getting off on a tangent.
That's all right. Hey, it's the season.
I mean, aren't you feeling it every morning? You wake up and it's 60 degrees out. It's chilly. Feels like football season.
No, it's great for sure.
It does feel good.
It's that time of year. We got some other stuff we want to get into. Before we do that, let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back. All right, everybody. The Common Folk Podcast is brought to you by you already know who, FarmFocused.com and stockandrod.com. Farm Focused, farm FOCUSED.com and stockandrod.com. Those two are our babies. You know the websites if you've been listening to the podcast. We started this in 2015. That was when the Farm Focused brand was launched. Today it's one of the leading brands in the agricultural space, lifestyle apparel for farm folks, rural folks, people who just love the outdoors. Stock and Rod comes in with the outdoors, hunting, fishing, camping, those kinds of things that you like to do. If that's your lifestyles, that's where your merch is at. We're also the leaders in hosting merchandise, meaning design, production, shipping, fulfillment, customer service for some of the leading farm personalities and outdoor personalities in YouTube and in social media. So check it out. FarmFocus.com, StockandRod.com. We really appreciate it if you go on there and give us a little bit of love. There's going to be some gear there that you like. I guarantee it. And because you listen to the podcast, use the code COMMONFOLK. You'll get 20% off checkout of anything that you order there on the website. Again, farmfocused.com and stockandrod.com. Thanks for listening. Okay, we're back.
Yes, we are.
So, to get into what we were wanting to talk about today, what spurred this idea, or I guess the last straw for me, was this kind of viral thing that's been going around where people are asking Alexa why they should vote for each particular candidate and the response that they're getting.
And Alexa, is that Google's thing, like Google Home, or is that Prime?
I think it's Amazon's.
Okay, yeah. It's Amazon's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need to play that in case people haven't heard it?
Well, I don't know if we could find. I'm sure we could find it, but
okay, I just didn't know if you want to say what it is.
Well, we'll just talk about it. So, I was listening to a couple of other recordings from some other podcasts after that were touching on it, and basically it was one after another after another.
Yeah.
And I think Fox News even did it.
I think you're right.
Live, or whatever broadcast. Yeah, during a broadcast to see.
They did.
Yep. To prove that that's what it was doing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. So basically, what was going down is these people are saying, "Hey, you know, Alexa, why should I vote for Donald Trump?"
I'm sorry, I'm not at liable to give you any political
advice.
I'm just a stupid robot.
Basically, she just says that it's not her place
to tell you what to think, to
talk about politics.
Okay,
to tell
Alexa,
you what to think.
Why should I vote for Kamala Harris or Kamala, however you're supposed to say it now?
And I listened to like three or four different people asking that question, and they all said her name differently. Mm-hmm. So it really didn't matter.
Do they get the same answer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just another fun little point where somebody can bite your head off before the conversation even starts.
Yeah. So you get told by Alexa, like, hey, I don't take political stances, so, you know, whatever. And then you ask, why should I vote for Kamala Harris? And then Alexa goes into
her
background, all the great things that she's done.
As a prosecutor, she'd be so strong.
Yeah,
there's even like a different little tone to Alexa. She takes an authoritative,
you really
need to do this.
It's wild, man. It's like when you hear it, all this stuff is happening right in front of our face.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, the people who are running this, know it.
Yeah.
And they know that we're going to do a damn thing about it.
But who's this they?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the people who are, Bezos,
like,
right? He's the Amazon guy.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
you can take it all the way to the top, but it's the people who are putting the programming in, you know, at Amazon, at any of these other organizations, at Facebook, at Meta, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And people are trying to say that, you know, our elections and our thoughts and whatever are not being manipulated. There's no cheating. You know, we were talking about cheating with football, you know, before the break.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how do you deny this? You sit here and you listen to it. Like, how does anybody stand for it?
Yeah, I know. I don't get it. And like you said, it's like, well, I like my Amazon Prime and I like my next day shipping. So,
yeah.
And then we're so arrogant. We think, no, my thoughts are my own. It's like, no. You are being influenced whether you think so or not. Over everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, like,
for
your
sure.
thoughts are not your own. You might like this.
Yeah. 100%.
Unless you live in the woods in a cabin and have no devices, then your thoughts are your own.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't get him started on that. That's where he wants to move next.
So
you like that Boyd County, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. So what's been going on with the Alexa thing that we're all seeing, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So I wanted to talk about some of these things that, you know, with social media and with whatever else, you know, and how we're being influenced, and just kind of like try to help open people's eyes. If you haven't seen this already,
it's pretty wild.
Yeah. To what's going on. Another one that had recently come up, and I just pulled the article up. It was late August. If you haven't heard this, I'm sure a lot of people have, but Zuckerberg had come out and said that the Biden administration pressured his company to censor COVID-19 content.
Hmm.
So, again, when we were all going through it, and all of the influencers that we follow or the content creators or whatever are all saying, my page is being shadow banned, you know.
Right.
I mean, we personally ran into it.
yes, here on the podcast.
Yes, yeah. We did over the SVB bank.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
Yeah. Well, and didn't I open my mouth?
Oh, well, I was in. Okay, so what you're talking about was when we took all of our episodes and put them on a YouTube podcast.
Right.
I was like, oh boy, we're in for it here. And we only got flagged like a half a dozen times. So it's kind of out of the whatever 70 episodes we had at the time, like, that's all right.
Yeah, but didn't they make us take one down because I said something?
Yeah. Okay. And it was about, oh,
it was kind of pokey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But in particular, that's what was going on.
Yes.
So they had these, you know, algorithms or whatever set up to hunt for specific keywords, specific phrases. Mm-hmm. Specific activities, and then they were shutting them down.
Yeah. Canada government even wants to shut down podcasts now. They've had enough of Joe Rogan talking shit about Trudeau.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's wild. Like, he's like, I am so tired of this free speech bullshit. You know, you need to just listen to us and what we tell you what to do.
Okay.
You know?
China.
Well,
oops, you're gonna have to bleep that one out.
They don't get to listen to our podcast anyway. They already have control of their medium.
So when it comes back to this, you know, this election stuff and the stuff that we're being told and the stuff that we're hearing, you know, I just don't understand how anybody can think when you see this stuff that you can believe any of the stuff that you're hearing, any of the stuff that you're being told. One of the other things that I heard the other day was talking about when Biden, before he stepped out of the race, so when he's going through all of his cognitive, you know, BS that everybody's saying, it's all plain as day, right? I mean, we're watching it. We're like, this dude is in trouble.
Look like elder abuse, right?
Yeah, and it was happening for a while before that debate. Mm-hmm. You know, they blame it all on the debate. They're like, oh, he botched this debate. He's clearly unfit. You know, we need to get him out, you know, blah, blah, blah.
It's Trump's fault. In a weird way, it is Trump's
fault. Right, whatever. It was going on for a year or two before that. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows it was. Again, it was happening right in front of our face. But what was actually proven, what has come out, is that if you were to go to Google or whatever search that you use, and you search... something like Biden cognitive decline, or
that was suppressed.
Well, no, here it gets even worse. So, or does Biden have mental issues or something like that? You know, just something simple you search. What you're going to get back is a no. And not only are you going to get a no, but you're going to immediately get fed videos of him doing a very good job in his best speeches.
Yeah.
And then that is going to continue to follow you. And you're going to keep seeing these videos. Yeah. You're going to keep getting fed these videos. It's all, dude, I mean, this is like.
I thought the obvious one you were going to talk about was with Harris, where, I mean, she was on every poll. A lot of polls had her as the worst ever vice president as far as what she got accomplished, what she did, all these things, you know, her popularity. And then she gets the nod to you know, take over. Those articles all went away. Those got suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it's like, yay, she's so funny and authoritative and did such a good job as a DA and all these things. It's the exact same thing that you're talking about, and it's right in front of us. Like, I thought, and everyone agreed on that she's terrible. That cackle, she's terrible, right? Mm-hmm. Nope. Now she's great.
That's what I don't understand. I mean, we've talked about that before. What do people not know that...
You're in your tribe, like, and you felt stuck to it,
you
right?
You didn't like her then. I just don't understand what... There's I guess so it's much... what you're talking about. There's more positive things about her now running for president that changes your thought process.
Yeah.
So then you're like for it.
Well, there's so much... Everyone's taken this lesser evil approach, I think, to politics, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Like the orange man's so bad. I you know what? I actually do love her. She's great.
Like
she's actually kind of funny and... You know, she wasn't the border czar. They just said that.
Yeah.
Okay. She wasn't ever.
So, like, justifying.
Yeah. You can justify whatever you want.
Yeah.
Sure you can.
Yeah. You really can. Yeah.
Well, and it makes it a whole lot easier. Again, to go back to the point I was trying to make, when you are constantly being fed things that play to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, people talk about like propaganda and all the things that happen in all these communist countries and all this.
Yeah.
How is this any different? When you literally go online and you mm-hmm. search for something specifically
yeah.
and you are fed what they want you to see. And not only are you fed that, but yeah. then afterwards it follows you. So yeah. you have a question in your mind. Is Biden having mental trouble? Like, it seems like he might be. I don't know. You go online, you search it. You get told, no, he's good. And you get shown a couple of good videos. And then throughout the week, you get shown a couple of more good videos. Mm-hmm. And you just naturally go, oh, he's fine. Dude's fine. What are they talking about?
Alexa, does Joe Biden have any kind of mental decline? I'm not at liberty to speak on that. Alexa, does Donald Trump have any mental issues? Yeah. Right. Yes, the guy's freaking crazy. Right, right.
But yeah. can you make that argument for the other side too? So, like,
for sure,
I'm sure you could. Mean? Yeah,
yeah, you're getting yeah. fed all this stuff. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You can't yeah. believe any of this shit.
But there's gotta be, right? There's like a platform. It's called DuckDuckGo.
Well, and Snopes. Like, Snopes used to be a really good one. I've heard that they've been infiltrated.
Is there anything that we know of that like? It's legit. I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
What is a good site?
I'm going to take a spin on this, and I want to spin it forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
And I think all this propaganda that's gotten out of control, and it's always been happening. There's it was from the early 60s, and it's an old paper ad, full page in a magazine, full color, and it's Roger Maris telling me why the Camel cigarettes helped him hit 61 home runs.
Gosh.
I'm like, that is awesome. I mean, just think how crazy that yeah. is. Yeah. Cigarettes helped him break the home run record?
Right, right.
Wow. So, like, if we're starting there, let's start there with that. How can you be surprised by any of this other crap? The only thing is that was so harmless. Well, actually, it wasn't, was it? But anyhow, I feel now it's helping people to question that. I really feel like all this AI crap,
yeah,
all this Google suppressing this, Facebook telling you that or not letting you see this or that. Now people are starting to wake up and think, I better start thinking for myself, because I've been letting Facebook and Instagram Reels think for me, and things aren't better, are they? A dozen eggs or twice as much as they were a year ago, you know, just little mm-hmm. things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is my life better? You know, ask that question. So I think all this disinformation, misinformation, we can't talk about this or that. I think it's helping people wake up and think for themselves. Like, you have to.
I would agree.
You have to.
But I still feel like you need validation. And where do you go to get confirmation, validation on some of your thoughts?
You're going to have to put in some effort. That's right.
Yeah.
You've got to put in some effort.
And maybe it's communication like we've talked about with friends yeah. or, you know,
yeah.
your loved one or whatever. But
be able to talk without being have this staunch, you know, position where you're not going to come off it and you're going to, you know, belittle somebody. No, let them talk. If nothing else, you might learn something.
Like open-minded.
Yeah, yeah. Be a little yeah. bit more open-minded. And that's another thing I don't like about what's happened over the years is how divided everybody is. And you say it all the time. I bet if you go have a beer with that dude, mm-hmm. there's way more in common you yes. have.
So true.
You know?
To go back to what you were saying there earlier, Andy, you know, that this whole situation, you feel like it's bringing people to a place where they're starting to question what they hear.
Like a steam engine, man.
And that's where my fear is at, is that actually happening? And if it's happening, is it happening on a big enough scale? Because I feel like I see a lot of people who are just taking it, like whatever sure. they're being fed, and they're just like, yep, that's it.
It's easier to do that.
Oh,
it's easier
yeah.
not to think.
I was just going
to
yeah. say yeah. that. Yeah.
I don't know how this ties in, but I think it does somehow. I've talked about Sports Illustrated a couple of times mm-hmm. and their demise and how they got caught up yeah. in DEI and all this crap. And they deserved it, but they've been rebought, and the last swimsuit issue was all right. It was all right.
You checked it out.
I saw it on the stands.
She.
So yeah, it was a
she.
Well, the one I saw was like an ode to years past. So it had Kate Upton,
like a throwback.
Yeah, Kate Upton and her pair just front and center, like some of the best selling ones, you know, of all time. So it got to a place where to save money. They had a bunch of fake writers. It was just ChatGPT or whatever writing all these articles. And people are like, who is this dude? Like, what is this? Like, you know, and they got busted. Like, their whole, like, a big part of the editorial staff was just fake bots.
And it even said written by
yes, with a fake
name?
Fake profile. And it was very generic,
what?
Like,
oh, I love baseball, and that's because my grandfather took me to a Yankees game. In my time off, I just love being with my family and go fishing with my son.
Like, those are profiles. And yeah. Like, these aren't even real people. Well, I think a big part of that, I think the management was like, well, how do we save money? How can we make this work? How do we make it better? I think they turned to AI and asked AI, what should we do? And AI is like, hire AI.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, you know, it's like, oh, wow, you put us out of business. And I don't even know if AI was aware of what they were doing at that. You know what I mean? As far as that grand scale, like,
yeah.
This is going to put them out of business if we tell them to just hire us. And they're going to listen to us because they're too weak-minded to think for themselves and figure it out.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, magazines have been dying since 1997. Like, turn the page, figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that was a wake-up call to every business. Like, don't just get lazy and ask Google or ChatGPT to do your – you still need to do your work. You need to think for yourself. And it took down – I mean, Sports Illustrated was a monster growing up. Every single bedroom had a Sports Illustrated poster, right, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you had Michael Jordan on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Yes, you did.
I did not.
You didn't?
You had to have some kind of... He's not talking about, like, just chicks. He's talking about just, like,
guys.
Sports Illustrated in general. Like, it could be...
I had sports,
it was a baseball player. It was a basketball player. It was a volleyball
those
player.
Those were
whatever.
So iconic. Those Sports Illustrated cover magazine.
I thought you meant a full lady. I was like, no. I did not.
No. That was before ladies, you know, came in. No, but, I mean, everybody had, like, a
Sports
Illustrated
poster. Or, like, a wall
poster.
Calendar. Even our son does. Yeah. Like, every year we get for Christmas, we get him one. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, I'm just, what I was getting at is, I mean, if it was able to bring something like an institution like Sports Illustrated down, take it down, you know, I think that's a wake-up call to, like, should be to everybody and business leaders, everybody. Like, oh, my God, we actually still have to put in the work here. We can't just turn to, you know, Google or Alexa to tell me what to do.
There's a lot of companies that are going to find that out pretty soon.
Yes, they are.
I listened to a news story yesterday when I was driving about, and I have it on my list for hopefully for future podcast topics about chips and this NVIDIA company, and they're the engine behind AI, and everyone's fighting for their thing, and...
Mm-hmm.
All these big companies that are buying into this and all the things they're using it for and on and on and on. It's it's wild.
I feel like
it is wild.
All these things are going to come back around. Like, didn't we talk about how they're now closing down a lot of the self-checkouts? And I just went to Target and I've gone to Walmart. Like, that was the thing however many years ago. And then they put them all in and now they want to rip them all out.
Find
like,
out
it's,
they're losing
it's,
money.
Exactly. It's going to take time till we realize the robots are not like humans. How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I know that now, but I guess a lot of people don't.
A lot of people don't know.
Well, robots aren't telling you to think that.
And especially when you look at the bottom line before anything happens, and it paints this picture of, okay, we can save a ton of money, and we can make more money, and all right, let's go down that road.
Because
it sounds
everybody
great.
Wants to do that, I
let's
guess.
Let's make more money.
Yeah, this bot's not going to complain. You know, it's just going to do what I tell it to really fast, on time,
for
every
now.
Time. For now.
But speaking of that, I was just taking Joel to school the other morning and somehow they were saying something on the radio and he goes, do you think it will be my kids' kids where like AI is just going to completely take over and no one's going to have any jobs? Like or is it going to be even before that? I'm like, oh, God, that is some deep thinking. I really hope.
That's a good thought.
I think it's going to be way before that.
Yeah. I said it's growing quicker than that, but I said I sure hope no. Like it's somehow going to be gone, but it's, I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
It'll be interesting. Yeah, it's not slowing down.
No.
But that also brings back to the point. Think for yourself.
You do, and that brings me back to my next point where I wrote this down, where Morgan was asking earlier, you know, where do you go? How do you know what to believe?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've already been told and pretty much proven that, you know, if you call it mainstream media, that mainstream media in general is no good.
Was purchased a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's out of the picture. So now where do you go? Okay. You got social media, you got Twitter, you got Instagram, you got Facebook, you got TikTok, you got Trump's Truth Social, you know, whatever. You got all these things. And this is where
threads,
right? Yeah, and people are watching all this stuff and believing all this, and we just talked about how that is being manipulated. I mean,
sure,
all you really have to do is just sit there and think about the structure and think about the fact that like this system, like, yeah, you just take any one of these apps, this is not some, like, something that's designed that only tells the truth. This is something that's designed that is run by human beings that have control over it. And those human beings have their own beliefs and their own slants, their own motivations, their own manipulations.
Their own agendas.
Their own agendas. Mm-hmm. The people above them in the government, as we've shown, who are controlling them. I mean, you have to just look at that and go, okay, I can see how this is, it would be manipulated. It makes total sense. It's common sense.
Even before that, it was.
Yeah.
Even before that, because it's designed for engagement. Let's go with that word. It was designed for engagement, to keep you on there. Well, if you take a next step further, that's designed to give you what you want to hear, right? And make you feel good and keep you there. And now they're kind of manipulating your thought process. You know, it's getting right to the dopamine. Like, oh, I feel good after watching that. You know, that aligns with my values. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. But it's on a more sinister level, and this is where I hate it, and I'm so guilty of it, and I hate myself. It steals my time. No, it steals my time, and I hate that.
It does take a lot.
I'll get on X. I'll get on Twitter. And it's my job. I got to post 3 times a day. All this other crap. You know, you tell yourself, you justify yourself.
Yeah.
I start scrolling.
It's our business.
I like that. Oh, that was funny. We just saw Walking Bets. I mean, those are fun.
Yeah.
You know, big gal walks telling you her bets. Yeah. So anyway, it's very engaging. Yeah. You know, but it's stealing your time. And that's such a finite thing that we have. And it's all we really have.
Oh, go ahead.
What I had wrote down about that is that what people need to understand, and even within ourselves, what I need to understand is that social media is a toy. It was originally built as a toy. Mm-hmm. This is an entertainment device.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As you said, to get you engaged, to consume your mind, to have a little fun, to get away from something or whatever.
There you go.
That's what social media is, and that's what it does. Mm-hmm. You can't. It's like watching the Ninja Turtles when we were kids.
Yeah.
You know, that was our entertainment.
Yep.
Is there really some freaking bad guy out there that is nothing but a brain in a globe walking around trying to take over the universe?
Well, the funny thing is you can't prove that Krang doesn't exist in dimension.
Oh,
so anyhow, that's another podcast.
Right. But if you see it enough and you believe that this place is telling me the truth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a game. It's just a toy.
Yeah.
And that's what it needs to be thought of as.
Yeah.
This is not where the truth comes. Yeah. Now, there's going to be little snippets of truth. And then to get back to the question of where Morgan said, where do you go? There's not a lot of places you can go. But in my opinion, one of them is exactly what we're doing right here.
Mm.
This is the reason why I was interested in creating the Common Folk Podcast.
Ah.
For that exact reason, that these are common people, regular people, the silent majority, sitting around the table talking about the obvious shit that we're seeing every day,
right?
And giving our obvious analysis of it.
Right.
How it's truly affecting our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, how we are truly seeing it.
Yeah.
Then you can take that information and you can decide, hey, I align with what those people are saying, or those people are crazy and I don't want to hear from them anymore. Yeah.
When the thought I had, and I think it goes right in line with what you're saying, is where can you go? Well, could maybe go over to your neighbors and ask them what they think. Does this line up? What do you think of this? And then if they're on a complete 180, hear them out. Just hear them out. You know? I mean, it's kind of weird. You don't learn anything new from just hanging out with people that agree with you, right? Yeah. So I almost like...
So true.
I almost like... I have a few friends that obviously I don't agree with everything, but I have more fun going back and forth with them, you know, and whatever, going to a ball game or whatever with them. But that's interesting that's why you did the podcast. So you totally manipulated me. I thought you're doing it to make a ton of money and we're going to be on the high hog, but it's kind of gone the other way. We've lost a lot of money.
Yeah, we're two years in. And I don't think we're still in the red.
That ship's coming in.
So speaking of seeing things, I had seen something that I thought was awesome that someone was like, what if everyone's devices shut down at 6 p.m. every night?
Yeah.
I mean, how freaking awesome would that be? Right. Like, you cannot use your shit. Like, back in the day,
I'd have to pay attention to my family.
On the TV, when there was fuzz at midnight, everyone's stuff went off. You could still make a phone call, but no social media.
Right.
I mean, I get that's never going to happen. And if we wanted to do that, we could do that in our own house, right? When you walk in, 7 o'clock, put your stuff down, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. It just made me think, dang, that would be so awesome.
Well, kind of like with the Ninja Turtles, okay? So after school, that would be a half an hour. And then after
after
your parents let you watch that, then you went outside and played. That's just not the way it is with kids getting on YouTube now and then just going through YouTube shorts and watching it's so bad.
Right, like you're talking about, this is, I never thought about it. As a toy, you put toys down. Yeah. You don't continually keep playing with them.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we all do. See, and like you said, justify it. Oh, it's work. It's I have to. Shut up. No, you actually don't. No one's dying over here because you haven't effing posted.
And when I get really strict and really mean, I'm bad dad and I kick everybody outside, within 5 minutes, everybody's playing and having fun. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh,
just let kids be kids.
Yeah.
But I'm like I said, I'm guilty of this really bad where I need to do that. Like set a time, like 6 o'clock, get off the laptop, stop editing video, you know, and just be present, be with your family. You know, I that's another thing that I just get so frustrated with myself. Like, no, I really need to get this short video out. I need to get this out. You know, we had the long form. It's posted. It's a critical time. No, it's not. What's more critical than hanging out with your family when they're growing up?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah.
We all do it, Andy. I mean, we do it, too. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Because it's on your mind, and you're thinking, I got to do it now.
Yeah.
And then, it'll be a better time. No, then an hour passed. Your kid doesn't want you anymore because they were bugging you for an hour, and you kept pushing them off.
Yeah, and you're being mean to them or whatever. Yeah. No, I like that thought. Process of, you know, it's just a little entertainment thingy. We don't need to take it to heart. We definitely don't need to be leaving nasty comments.
Yeah, and, you
know? Right.
And quit thinking that, you know, what you're reading and what you're seeing is the actual truth. I mean, I feel like in the last few months we've been proven more than any time before how fake this stuff is.
Yeah,
like we just keep seeing it over and over. It's situation after situation. I mean, and now that they're bringing in the AI thing in here,
what
it's capable of. Yeah. Did you see? I mean, I think we talked about this. The video with Kamala and Trump having a baby.
Oh,
she's pregnant.
Have you seen that?
No, but I've seen similar ones.
It was
me, you, and Zach.
It's hilarious, but it looks so damn real.
Yeah, I think I saw one where it was him and her like. Going to the park, going to an amusement park,
just having
a great time
together.
And then
he's rubbing her belly. It is so whack.
The point is that what they're able to do with all this, it's so manipulative.
Yeah.
You just can't believe it. And then you were talking about earlier, and I made another note about like these, you know, people are using AI to like write things, you know, like write the descriptions and whatever else, or asking it questions or whatever. And again, over and over and over, we're being proven that the info it's giving back to us is totally wrong.
Yeah.
There's people with videos, they're getting it and they know it's wrong. So then they go and they question, you know, the ChatGPT or whatever. They're like, are you sure that's right? Because I thought it was this number. And then it comes back and it's like, oh, yes, you are correct. It was that number.
Yeah.
And they're like worlds apart.
Right.
You know,
gosh.
A huge problem with ChatGPT, and maybe they're cleaning this up, but it didn't have the capability to just admit that it was wrong, which I think is the most human thing ever. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to admit you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They call it hallucinations. So if they don't know the answer, they'll just make one up.
Oh.
And it could just be off the wall. So like now that you know that you could ask ChatGPT a question, and if it doesn't know it, it'll just throw something at you out of left field. Like now would you please just question what you're getting back and what you're being fed?
Yeah,
like right. I just told you.
Yeah.
I just told you.
Huh.
It's a well-known fact. It's called hallucinations.
See, and I think it became, to me, next level when they started producing pictures. Like words are one thing, right?
Yeah.
Like it's just when you see a picture that is screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we go back to easier, right? You go to order food, like, ooh, I want that picture from the menu than reading.
Looks delicious.
Whatever. A picture is in your face more than words for me.
Yeah.
And so now with all the pictures being edited with AI and just all the BS, you can almost not tell the difference.
And video, too. Like, okay, so the print ad of Roger Maris smoking a cigarette with a big smile on his face and a bat over his shoulder, like, all right, I'm sold. I need to smoke unfiltered Camels. Well, then a TV commercial comes out and he's hitting a home run with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Like, wow, now I'm seeing it in motion. I really need to start smoking unfiltered Camels if I want to be a good baseball player, right?
Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean, it's funny that this has been happening forever. It's really been thrown in your face. I think you get Netflix. You watch Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rogan just had a new special on there, a stand-up.
Okay.
And the little trailer is him saying something to the effect of, you know, before COVID, I thought vaccines were great. I just believed in a medical miracle, all these things. Now, post-COVID, I don't even know if we landed on the moon. You know, like it kind of shows you how you can.
Yeah.
Now we question everything. And we should.
Yes.
We should.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. We totally should. Yeah. We totally should. Yeah. And the technology's just come so far that it's easier to fool us.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
With these kinds of things, you know, when you talked about AI, when you're talking about pictures, I mean, AI is manipulating voices too. Like I think Rogan's one of the biggest ones where they're putting out recordings saying it's Rogan. It sounds exactly like him, but it's actually not him. He didn't say that. You know, so that same kind of stuff is happening.
Scarlett Johansson's in the middle of a lawsuit, I believe, where they used her voice for like the original Alexa or something mm-hmm. to that effect,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't sign off on it, and so they just had AI create it. And it's like, that's me. And they're like, no, it's not. How do you prove it?
I bet you $50 within the next year, because like that whole database is building,
mm-hmm.
that we will be able to go on there and like create some kind of sentence that one of us three said that we didn't actually say.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, talking about shipping it in like Sports Illustrated did, we'll be able to just tell Gemini 5.0, hey, we're doing a podcast over the decline of Budweiser. Take our personalities, put together a 49-minute episode. Yeah. I know that's
that's coming.
Yeah. Easy.
Oh,
yeah. I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't like it.
And again, then you run into, and it goes back to what you're saying, you know, in questioning everything, then you run into having to question that. Like you're sitting there listening to a recording and you're like, this couldn't be more real, but is this real?
Right. Yeah. Andy usually slips up about a dozen times by now.
It'll work that
he
in.
He hasn't slipped that out.
It'll work that in. They'll probably even work in like the can cracking.
Right. Oh, yeah. We'll have to try that. We'll put a little disclaimer on there. Yeah.
So the only real thing is when you're going to be able to see somebody and talk to them in person. That's what it's going to come
down
to.
Like I said.
Back to old school shit.
Talk to your neighbor.
Yep, talk to your neighbor. Love it.
Yeah, man. It's wild. I don't know. I guess this, for me, like, if you haven't already had one, this is a wake-up call
mm-hmm.
to what's going on with social media, what's going on with AI, what's going on in the political realm right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do not believe any of this shit unless you've seen it or experienced it yourself.
Yeah.
And if you can truly verify it, you know, form your own opinions, listen to podcasts like ours. There's a lot of other really good ones out there from people you can trust. You know, figure out what they're saying, bring all that together, and then come to your own conclusions.
There you go. I like it. I don't want to tell anybody how to think or what to think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There you go. But download more Comic Folk.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we do need more reviews on Apple.
Okay.
So if you're listening on Apple, scroll down there, hit the 5-star, mm-hmm. type a review. We need those. They love that stuff, so that helps. And then also to kind of close it out, we got a new glove from the Watson Company.
Look at that bad boy.
From the Watson Company that
we're working
on.
Is that your mechanics glove that you've been talking about?
It is, yeah.
Oh, it's called the oil change.
Andy, would you like something like this?
Well, yeah, if I'm doing mechanic work and stuff.
So what would someone wear this for when you say mechanic? Like someone like me that doesn't really know. Just change an oil?
Well, so it's made for mechanical type, industrial type work.
If you're turning a wrench, you know, whatever.
Yep, you're working with dirty things, mm-hmm. metal things, you know, whatever. Yeah. As you can, like, working on a car is a great example. You're changing tires, you're changing brakes, you're doing whatever.
Yep.
But it could be anything on the farm. Yep. You know, you're working on the combine, you're working on the tractor, you're just working in the shop.
Putting the ball bearings back
in. Oh, Andy definitely needs that then.
Yeah.
Yep. And so on our website now for a number of months, we've had the Duke, the deer leather gloves.
I love those things.
Those are awesome gloves, yeah. 100%. We wouldn't have them here if they weren't. Mm-hmm. And that is a true work glove, mm-hmm. that's going to protect your hands. These gloves, they call this the oil change. What's so funny?
I don't know.
Okay. They don't give you the protection of the leather glove, but they give you a little bit more dexterity because they're a little bit tighter on your hands, so you have a little bit more finger control.
Yeah.
And then also what's cool about these gloves is the pointer finger on both sides has a different piece of fabric on it, so it still works with your touchscreens.
Oh. Right.
So a lot mechanics or technicians nowadays are carrying around an iPad. They've got a touchscreen computer, whatever it is that they're doing, that they're needing to reference. So you don't have to pull your gloves off every time you're trying to, you know, continue to do that.
Yep. Yeah. There's that little patch there. Yeah. It's pretty handy.
Yep.
You know, that's pretty innovative.
So super cool glove. I've only used them a couple of times since we got the latest batch, but we did have the early samples and we were using them a lot then. And that's why we agreed that this was a good one to have on hand. So those are on the Farm Focused website now. FarmFocused, FOCUSED.com. We've got probably the best price in the United States on that glove.
I noticed that with the Duke too.
Yeah.
Like
you're a little bit. Yeah.
Yep. So if you're looking for a nice leather glove or you're looking for a nice mechanic style glove, we've got them. And we'll talk a little bit more about these in future episodes.
And you're but there's a lot of cool glove guy. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is a good one.
Yep. And yeah, the Duke, we've been using that all summer long, fixing fence, building new fence, barbed wire fence, trying to get you and Joel out there to help us out with that.
Right, for sure.
Andy's trying to recruit help. Yeah. Is that your size?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so do they loosen up eventually?
No, you want them to stay tight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because again, you want to have like good control, good finger dexterity. Yeah. You don't have a... like a Velcro strap on these, which is nice. They're just kind of tight on the wrist, so you don't have to worry about that. Those always go bad. But yeah, just a good solid glove. I like it. Looking forward to using it more.
All right. Where can they go? FarmFocused.com.
FarmFocused.com.
Yeah, we just shipped some out yesterday.
Even though we do have the best price in the United States on these gloves, you can use the code COMMONFOLK, and you still get another 20% off of anything on that website.
Okay, that's like a steal. Are we like even... That. Who's making money here?
Not us.
Once again, I hate money so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just love our listeners. There you go.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
So that's all I got. You guys got anything else?
No. Nah. Put a pin in it.
All right. We'll close it out.
Peace.
Later.